into time and wrote the story of his blood for everyone. He has filled our hearts with wonder so that we always remember you and I are made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. You and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, you and I will see what we were made to be. All we are and all we have is but a gift from God that we receive. Born to life, we opened up our eyes. See the majesty and glory of the King. He has filled our hearts with wonder so that we always remember you and I were made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, and I choose to believe that you and I will see who we were meant to be. And even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of his holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down, he's worthy of all our praise. You and I are made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see that we were meant to be. You and I were made to worship, you and I are called to love, you and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be.
Yeah, we were meant to be. You and I, yeah, yeah, we were meant to be. Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, as we worship and we praise him, you know, I really want you, and I know sometimes we can get familiar with songs and things, and that's why I think sometimes we have two or three songs, but we say the same things three or four different ways, so you don't get familiar to where you don't even realize what you're singing or what you're saying. But this next song is Let My Life Song Sing. You know, everywhere I go, people are not going to be listening to me as much as they're going to be watching me. You know, that's just the truth. We're the written letter of God right now. And so in this song, it's what we say, it is, Lord, I just want my life to honor you. And at the end of the day, that I can say, you know, my life song honored you today. Amen.
Empty hands held high, such small sacrifice. If not joined with my life, I sing in vain tonight. May the words I say and things I do make my life song sing. bring a smile to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day. Know that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you. Lord, I give my life a living sacrifice to reach a world in need, to be your hands and feet. May the words I say and things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. Make my life. Thank you.
mistake, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing
to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship you, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We
thank
worship
you, Lord.
And we praise you. Hallelujah.
We magnify you.
Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
Every day
I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you.
Every hour
of every day,
I will bow
my heart to pray. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world, for you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Oh, almighty, beloved, the Savior of the world. So holy, most holy, the ever-living God. Oh, almighty, beloved, the Savior of the world. Almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, you're the Savior of the world, for you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Almighty. Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we worship and just tell him how much you love him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you and we praise you. We magnify and we worship you tonight, Father. We worship and we praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. We're going to get ready to take up the offering tonight. You know, I remember growing up, I was raised in a wonderful church. Taught the Bible, memorized scriptural verses, and taught about salvation. But you know, worship service wasn't worship service. We had preaching. And we sang three hymns, which was wonderful. I know the hymns, and they're awesome worship songs. But we weren't taught worship. You know, I praise God for my heritage, but I also praise God for the people he put in my life that taught me how to love him, that taught me that he wanted me to express myself to him. You know, worship is loving the Lord. And it's just never been the same. Even the hymns now are worship songs to me. See, why? Because I know who I'm singing them to. I know who I'm singing about. And we're going to pray over the offering, and we're going to do an old worship song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Father God, I thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, some people need finances. Some people need peace. Some people need wisdom. Some people need healing. Lord God, you said you supply all our needs. And Father, we just bring our gifts and our tithes unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, because this is your place, and this is where the bread comes forth for this body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died. Hey! Savior lives,
because He
lives,
I can face tomorrow, because He lives.
Children and my grandchildren can face uncertain days. Why? Because He lives. I do what I need to do today. I sow the word in their lives, but I believe that our God is greater than anything that they can face down the road. It will be the most exciting times Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I've been looking at it as the worst times. But the Word of God says, where sin doth abound, grace doth abound even more.
Yes. Amen.
And that Word of God is going to shine in our children. And our grandchildren, I confess and I claim them over this church today. They're going to be the lights. They're going to get to see all the excitement.
That's right.
They're going to get to see all the bells fall down. They're going to be the Elijahs and the Elishas. Oh, come on, church. I saw that tonight. I don't dread it. I don't say, now don't have any kids because you don't know what they're going to face. Because that song right there reminded me. I don't have to be concerned about it. I do my part today. Today
Hallelujah.
I do my part. He does his part
Amen.
Forever. Sing that second verse again, Cardo.
The last one.
The second last one. One, yeah.
The last one.
Go for it. Amen.
And in one day.
Come on now.
I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's fine. No war with pain. And in as death gives way to I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know He lives, because He lives. I can face tomorrow, because He lives.
Instruments. I want y'all to play that real softly. I was sitting there for some time before Laverne did anything. And I was feeling strong and strongly about praying for someone. And then as the Lord began to put it together and she began to talk, before she ever said anything, the Lord said, you know, I want you to pray over any school age child.
Amen. Amen. I feel that's right. I thought that too.
That may be enduring a problem, facing a situation, having to make a choice, or just to be prayed over. And
Amen.
And I want you to come forward
Amen.
And do it. But I got one particular that the Lord told me to pray over. Kay, come up here.
Come on, Micaiah. All the children.
Any of the children, anybody that's in school.
Anybody's in school, come on up. Come on.
Why are you all center here? It's fine. No, it's fine. You gonna move it?
Yeah.
Don't have to, but go ahead.
I'll put it back.
All right.
Get out in front, guys. Come out here.
You want to dance?
Sure.
Did you see us? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I don't know if any of you are facing anything particular or not. To start off, I know that tomorrow is an important day for Kayla. The reason it is because of something that she's really got in her heart. It's her first softball game since year before last. And I know that it's important to her because she's been all in a state of anticipation about it. And some of the rest of you that I may not know about may have some things going on at school. Maybe you got tests coming up. Maybe you've got situations that you have to deal with. Maybe decisions you have to make about clubs or classes, or maybe you're in some kind of competition. You know, you're on a team or something that's in the midst of things. And so we're going to pray for you. And I'm going to ask Laverne if you'll hold. Well, come over here. You come over here. That works better for me. Now, I want all of you in the congregation, you stretch your hands and your faith toward us here. Now, Heavenly Father, as I stand here right now, joining hands with these young men and women in the midst of this circle, I know, Lord God, that every one of them have to go tomorrow and face that day, and they have to go to school. They have things that they have to do. And I thank you, Lord God, that in every situation, they are more than conquerors. I thank you, Lord God, that we may not know their situation, we know you. And we know your desire. And your desire is that they be blessed and prosper and have a future. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And Lord, I just thank you, especially right now, I pray over Kaylin. I pray, Lord God, for your protection and your energy in her, Lord God. I pray, Father, that her plan and purpose in you will be laid out. And that you, Lord God, will bless what she puts her hands to. And I pray that, Lord God, for everyone, for every single one, in the name of Jesus. Now, don't y'all move. But, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name for your blessings, for your guidance, and your direction. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, for your direction and your guidance, for your strength. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Amen. For your energy, Lord God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, fulfilling your purpose for ministering, Lord God, in every area. Thank you for helping her to be the witness and the testimony of your ability, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you, Father, for focus and for attention. I thank you, Lord God, for success, for a blessed future. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your graciousness, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that you're opening up the vision of his place. Of his place, Lord God, in you, and of his place, Lord God, in the world around him. And some of the things that the enemy is saying that's bringing question upon certain areas. Right now, in Jesus' name, we just believe, Lord God, for the sun to shine, and he'll see it as absolutely possible. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, for your blessing and for your faithfulness, Lord God. And just giving her a real, real sense of your presence and of your spirit, Lord God, in her life. Thank you, Lord God, for helping her in some of those areas where she thinks she's weak. But I thank you, Lord God, that when we're weak, you're strong, in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I just thank you, Father, for an uplifted heart. I thank you, Lord God, for rejoicing and for joy. I thank you, Father, for a bright future. Help her to see, Lord God, that your hand is at work in her life in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for your love. I thank you, Lord God, that you are very, very sensitive in this young lady's life. And I thank you, Lord God, for the compassion that you put in her. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to bring that fruit that's in her to maturity. Thank you for blessing her in her work and all she puts her hand to. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for fullness, for fulfilling, Lord God, desires, for opening doors of pursuit. I thank you, Lord God, that your focus is forming in her. And I thank you, Lord God, that she knows down in her heart, she knows the path that you've called her to. And I thank you, Lord God, for opening it up for her in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I just thank you. Thank you right now for being with each one of them. Let them not forget what you've said to them tonight, what you have spoken through your word and into their spirit and into the atmosphere, Lord God, of this place. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, we just commit ourselves to you. We commit ourselves to be examples, to be sources of help and inspiration. Lord God, help us as adults not to live in any way that observing us or interacting with us would destroy the faith of any of these young men and women. And Father, I pray for each one here that we will look and realize that because you live, we can face anything that comes. And Lord God, we give you the praise and honor and the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed week.
And children may be dismissed and the youth.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Can we hear? Good sledding. Hallelujah.